This recording, Columbia 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much needed for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe this goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lodger, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, I was born in Boyacá, which is one of the departments of Colombia. Its capital is Tunja, and specifically I was born in Sogamoso. This is a municipality of the department and receives the name of the province of Sugamuxi. I think that approximately it has 136,000 inhabitants, and the demonym that we receive is Sogamoseños. And also, it is a quiet city. People are friendly, are kind, and the word sumerse is very common. This word is used to refer to you in a respectful way. It has 2 main parks, which are called, the first one is called Parque de la Villa. There is a monument dedicated to the rest, and also the main cathedral of the city. It is a place to share with your family, with your friends, and I think that the main attraction is to feed the pigeons and eat ice cream and well, the second park is called Plaza 6 de Septiembre. There is the mayor's office, and there is a great variety of trade. I live there most of my life with my family, which consists of my mom, my dad, my sister, and also my nephew. I studied in a public school, and I think that my first contact with the English was in third grade, and it was always my favorite subject at school. And well, after graduating, I went to live in Tunja because I entered the university. This is called Universidad Pedagógica y Tecnológica de Colombia, UPTC. It is the only public university in the city, and currently I'm still studying, and the career that I chose is a degree in modern languages. And well, I'm in my fifth semester, and I think that's all for the moment. Thank you.